What does creativity look like? What inspires creative pursuits? Photographer Larry Mark Levine explores these questions with an exhibition entitled Creativity with a Capital Y, now at Sandy Spring Museum.
In January of 2017, I retired from a nearly 36-year career as staff photographer and photo archivist for the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, more commonly known as Metro. Upon retirement, a wise friend told me, "Larry, venture forth and be bold." Retirement has given me the opportunity to work on my own project ideas. I've long been fascinated with the creative process. Watching people in their creative environment inspired me to document their work. My interest in photography and in watching creative people at work evolved into Creativity with a Capital Y, my upcoming exhibit at Sandy Spring Museum in Montgomery County, Maryland. This exhibition is a photographic study of creative people and learning why they choose to do what they do. Many of the people in the exhibition are residents of Montgomery County. I believe that people should be able to see themselves in a photography exhibit or book. Respect for the individual and appreciation for the diversity of people, ideas, and processes are major aspects of my work. It is important to be inclusive. Creativity is, of course, not limited by race, gender, sexual orientation, skin color, country of origin, language, or learning style. Nor is creativity limited to the traditional definition of art. The work of creative people in science and medicine helps us find solutions to current problems and to pave the way for future successes. My goals for this project included the chance to meet, interview, and photograph creative people who do things that interest me, to present the information in a way that honors each individual, and to share what I have discovered with others. I hope that viewing this exhibit will encourage others to celebrate the role of creativity in their lives and to explore their own creative ideas. I have compiled over 30 portraits depicting artists and other professionals pursuing their passions. They will be on display from September 5th through November 24th at Sandy Spring Museum, a place that I hold close. The first time my wife Sandy and I visited the museum was a few years ago. We were so impressed by the atmosphere. It's a very warm, inviting place. When I was working on the photography for this project, Sandy and I talked about finding the right venue for me to exhibit. From the beginning, she felt very strongly about Sandy Spring Museum, and I invite you to join me there at the artist reception on Sunday, September 15th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The reception will feature demonstrations by six individuals featured in this exhibit, including musicians, a jewelry maker, a violin maker, a fabric artist, and a graffiti artist. I was inspired by each person I met. I hope you will be as well.
Learn more about the exhibition and Sandy Spring Museum at sandyspringmuseum.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.